Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, and our upcoming show at the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles on December 3rd. Woohoo! And be sure to check out the latest How to Do Everything podcast. This week, Tim Gunn tells you how to look sexy. And I, Peter Sagal, finally find something up with which I will not put. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, my name's Ann Robison. I'm from Orem, Utah.
What do you do there?
I work with court-ordered clients at a counseling clinic.
Oh, wow. So people have to see you when they don't want to see you. And do you have to go to counseling to deal with the stress you experience while counseling?
Yes.
So you have a counselor?
Yeah, it's
counselor?
Great that I work with a lot of therapists so that I can talk to them in my breaks.
I can imagine. You say, I'm really depressed by my job, and they say, yeah, me too.
Exactly.
I do it right next to you. Didn't you notice? Well, thank you for doing it. It's important work. And welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is going to read for you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a big winner. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
All right. Here is your first limerick.
Kenny G boasts, and I quote, there's a valve I can flip in my throat. After takeoff, relax and tune in to my sax. The whole flight I will hold one long
note.
Yes, note.
It is.
Good news, colicky babies. You're no longer the most annoying people on the plane. Musician Kenny G says he is going to break his own record for the longest continual single note ever played. And he wants to ruin your trip to Cancun at the same time. He's going to partner with an airline, and he wants to hold a note for the duration of an hour flight using his circular breathing technique that allows him to suck in air through his nose while blowing out through the saxophone. So if you're sitting next to him on this flight, if you luck out, just pinch his nostrils shut. Just reach over, do that. He'll have to stop playing or die.
No, Peter, I think he has gills. I think he has, like, little gills in the back.
That's what the G stands for.
Yeah, that's G.
Yeah, Kenny Gills.
It's not grateful. Great. It's gills.
All right, here, Anne, is your next limerick.
Sean Connery is always in vogue. So we fit in, we haven't gone rogue. At Edinburgh Zoo, we apes sound like you. We chimps have a thick Scottish...
Brogue.
Yes, there brogue. Go. Very good.
Woo-hoo.
This is amazing. A group of chimpanzees raised at a Dutch safari park recently moved to the Edinburgh Zoo. And according to zookeepers, they have actually developed a Scottish accent. It's subtle. It's subtle. I mean, there are chimpanzees. But where they once used sort of high-pitched grunts to ask for fruit, they now grunt lower in a more familiar, Captain, can I please have some fruit? Would you give me some fruit now? Or I'll be hailing me poop at you. All right, here, Anne, is your last limerick.
When a tourist stops and his neck cranes, a local will get ankle sprains. To circumvent havoc, direct the foot traffic. Have separate slow and fast.
Lanes, yes.
I only had one letter in there. She still got it.
She already won.
That gave me a big
hint. It did.
Good job, man.
Don't know how you pulled that one off, man. Whoa.
There's a kick back there
somewhere. Yeah, exactly. He's getting half that message.
Yeah, honestly.
Don't you hate it when you're walking down the sidewalk, earbuds in, music blasting, head looking down at your phone, and some telephone pole slams into you? Pay attention, you stupid pole. A group in England has a plan to keep everyone safe. Two-lane sidewalks. One lane for people on the move like you, and one for the people you hate. Coming into the theater today to do this show, I was walking across the street. I was looking at my phone. And I was almost creamed by a bicyclist in perfectly legal in a bicycle lane. I just wasn't looking up.
Who was looking at
this? And if I had been hit by her and killed, my last words would have been, please tell them it was something else.
Really?
Bill, how did Ann do in our quiz?
Ann got two, Ann and I got one.
Well done.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.